Hi, I'm Eileen with the Oregon Cultural Trust. As a KBOO donor, I know my gift supports access to great programming for everyone in Portland. Access to cultural programming is why KBOO receives grants from the Oregon Cultural Trust, and you can help. When you make a gift to KBOO, make a matching gift to the Oregon Cultural Trust by December 31st. Then you can use the cultural tax credit next year to reduce your state tax bill. It's true. And it's how KBOO supporters guarantee access to cultural programming in Portland and all around the state. Visit culturaltrust.org today to learn more before December 31st.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is just about 5 o'clock. Coming up next is your Friday evening news. But before that gets started, why don't you give us a call? Because it's the holiday membership drive. 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm to become a member of KBOO today. And coming up next is your evening news.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on our hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News, a Multnomah County judge has disallowed the confession of a 2016 murder of Laurel Bruce Jr.
One of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge occupiers has been sentenced to 366 days in prison.
Oregon Senator Ron Wyden is recognized for his long-term commitment to town hall meetings.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Friday, December 1st, 2017, the 316th day of the Trumpocalypse. KBOO is currently in our membership drive, and we'd like to urge you to become a member by calling 877-500-5266. I'm Reuben Lawrence.
And I'm Linda Olson-Osterland. In August of 2016, Lornell Bruce Jr. was in the parking lot of a Gresham 7-Eleven when Russell Courtier and Colleen Hunt began harassing him. Courtier, a member of a white supremacist gang, allegedly then ran Bruce over with his car, killing him. Lornell Bruce Jr. was a 19-year-old when he died. The murder was witnessed by multiple bystanders and caught on 7-Eleven's surveillance camera. Courtier was questioned by police later that night and confessed to running over Bruce. As a result, Courtier and his fiancée, Colleen Hunt, have been charged with murder and a hate crime. On Wednesday, Courtier and Hunt were in Multnomah County Court to petition the judge to exclude Courtier's confession and to prevent prosecutors from mentioning his membership in the European Kindred. The European Kindred is a prison and street gang with links to the Aryan Brotherhood and the Ku Klux Klan. Judge Jerry Hodson granted the motion on Courtier's confession, ruling that it had been obtained illegally. A decision has yet to be made on the disclosure of Courtier's gang membership. The next hearing is scheduled for January 21st of this next year.
Yesterday, John Ritzheimer, one of the high-profile occupiers of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge takeover, was sentenced to prison for his role in the 2016 standoff. Ritzheimer was one of the organizers of the 41-day occupation. In 2016, he admitted to a judge that he conspired with Amon Bundy and others to prevent Interior Department employees from doing their jobs at the wildlife refuge. He took a plea deal and agreed to a sentence of a year and a day before seven co-defendants, including Amon and Ryan Bundy, were acquitted of the same charge. At yesterday's sentencing, Ritzheimer apologized and said, quote, "I did read through the victim reports, and I do believe people were genuinely afraid. I am extremely sorry for this entire mess," end quote. His defense lawyer argued that prison was not appropriate and that the former Marine needed specialized Veterans Affairs treatment for his combat-related post-traumatic stress disorder. But Ritzheimer was sentenced to 366 days in federal prison, then a year in a residential residential reentry center plus 3 years of supervised release. He will get credit for the 2 months he spent in jail, and the 12 months and 1 day sentence also allows him to be eligible for a reduced sentence for good behavior.
People who work with those in need say it's important to remember that homelessness is a human issue. Social work professionals say people experiencing homelessness or poverty tend to be objectified, which can dehumanize the growing housing issue in Oregon. Eric Teganoff of the Oregon News Service has the report.
The winter will be long for the many Oregonians living without shelter. Cities like Portland, Bend, and Medford face a shortage of affordable housing that has left residents on the streets. Bryn Harding is with the Sisters of the Road, a nonprofit cafe in Portland that helps folks experiencing poverty and homelessness. He says the way we talk about people often is indicative of the way we feel. And he says for that reason, it's important not to think of them as the homeless or the poor, and instead make sure to describe them as people first.
It's easy for people to sort of objectify or dehumanize people who are poor or people who are experiencing a lack of shelter. And so making sure that the person comes before the descriptor is what matters to us.
Harding also points to a 2006 study that shows folks tended to categorize in their minds people experiencing homelessness more as objects than human beings, literally objectifying them. He says this can hinder the discussion about solutions to the housing issue. Sisters of the Road currently is holding its annual Together at the Table matching gift fundraiser to help feed families in need. Harding says people experiencing homelessness face a lot of misconceptions, such as the idea that they are a greater risk to the public than they actually are.
People complain about public safety as if folks who are outside are somehow dangerous, whereas in fact, people living on the streets are much more likely to be victims of crimes than perpetrators.
This holiday season, Harding has a few suggestions for treating people with more kindness. He says even if you have nothing to give to someone who is panhandling, a friendly hello or hope you have a nice day can make a difference in someone's life.
Treating people like people, I think, is something that a lot of times we just don't do when we're met with someone who's living on the street or who is asking for our help. But I think the more that we start to like have human interactions with people who we maybe think of as different goes a long way in changing how we think.
For Oregon News Service, I'm Eric Tegedoff.
Yesterday, it was announced that the Eagle Creek fire is 100% contained. Officials stated that the fire may still be smoldering in some remote areas, but the notification means that the fire is unlikely to spread beyond its current perimeter. The fire began on September 2nd. It caused evacuations, closed Interstate 84, and scorched over 75 square miles in the Columbia River Gorge before finally being brought under control. Although many trails remain closed, the Multnomah Falls Lodge was reopened on Wednesday. Up-to-date information on closures and conditions can be found by typing Columbia River Gorge into your favorite search engine and following links to the U.S. Forest Service site dedicated to the gorge.
Senator Ron Wyden is being recognized for his commitment to accessibility. The Oregon Democrat will have held 80 town hall meetings this year once he completes the two that he has scheduled for this weekend. During his initial Senate campaign in 1996, Wyden promised to hold town hall in every county in the state every year. To date, he has held over 850 town hall meetings. Wyden will receive the award from the Town Hall Project this Sunday. The organization promotes face-to-face meetings between members of Congress and their constituents.
KBOO volunteers work hard to bring you this locally produced newscast every single evening. So now we're asking you to do your part to help support their efforts. Joining us now are Tom and Ken to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Thanks very much, Ruben and Linda. This is Ken. I'm here with my friend Tom. We're in Membership Central. It's the holiday membership drive for KBOO. We started Tuesday, that's Giving Tuesday, and we go through Monday, and we need your support. Our goal for the drive is $75,000, Tom, and we're not even halfway there yet. So I know this is a holiday season. We're getting over Thanksgiving. We're getting ready for Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa and all the December holidays, winter solstice for you pagans out there. And there's a few of us here at the station. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of competition for our hard-earned money based on Giving Tuesday. A lot of organizations have emailed, and you see a lot of promotions for that. But KBOO is there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year long, and it's not free. We have a very efficient operating budget of about $800,000 a year. 80% of that comes from members, from people like you, listeners. So give us a call now at 877-500-5266 to become a member or renew your membership.
Ken, I'm looking at a couple of the gifts that we're featuring in this period right now. One is a beanie, really cool looking black beanie with the KBOO logo on it. And the second is a t-shirt. You can get either of these gifts for just $10 a month. That's $120 a year. You can give by credit card, check. You can call in. We've got people waiting to take your calls right behind me here. You can even come and visit. And keep in mind, if you join KBOO at that low price or just to support us, you get one of these gifts, the beanie or the beautiful t-shirt, and you get a chance to enter to win a prize. Today's drawing is for $400 worth of thank you gifts. You pick them from the KBOO thank you gift cabinet. That sounds amazing. I didn't even know there was such a thing, but it's here.
I've seen it. It exists.
It exists.
And it really is incredible.
It includes books, CDs, t-shirts, mugs, other KBOO stuff. Call 877-500-5266. Enter and join and support us. We need your help.
And Tom, the money that comes in through members, through listeners like you out there, it's used for Amy Goodman, Democracy Now! We have that every weekday at 7 a.m. and again at 4 p.m. And our volunteer-produced newscast, which is 5 p.m. every weekday. And again, it's news that you're not going to hear elsewhere. A lot of the media in town is owned by big corporations. Some of them have political agendas, like Meredith for Channel 12, Fox News, and Sinclair, Channel 2, that's K2 News. They're very in control of the editorial process at those places. Nobody, at least no corporation, no wealthy Koch brothers or the 1%, the elite in the U.S., control what you will hear on KBOO. So that's why it's important for all of us to step up and support community radio. That number is 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
You are listening to the KBOO Evening News. Stay tuned for Counterspin at 5:30, followed by Native America Calling at 6. At 7, it's Hard Knock Radio, news and views from a hip-hop perspective. Tomorrow's weather calls for a rainy day with temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. East of the Cascades and Hood River, you can expect a cloudy day with occasional rain and temperatures in the mid-40s as well. On this date in 1955, Rosa Parks was arrested after she refused to give up her seat to a white man on the Montgomery, Alabama city bus. Her arrest sparked a year-long boycott of the buses by the black community in Montgomery. It was the first large-scale demonstration against segregation in the United States. It ended when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that segregation on public buses is unconstitutional. The quote of the day is from Rosa Parks, who said, quote, "I knew someone had to take the first step, and I made up my mind not to move," end quote. Reports of a Celtic Protective Services contracting with Goodwill Industries. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
okay. I spoke out of turn. It's Ruben's story now.
Last night, we reported that the grocery chain Trader Joe's contracting with Oregon-based security company Celtic Protective Services, LLC. Celtic ownership is reported to have ties to white supremacist groups, including the 3% militia. KBOO News originally received tips that two guards dressed in black with possible white supremacist symbols on their chests were guarding the entrance to the shopping at the Hollywood District Trader Joe's store. Celtic Protective Services, LLC, is allegedly owned by Ron Riebel, John Lanham, and Travis Lanham. In public records, KBOO News found that Ron Riebel was a guest of 2015 Public Safety Committee members regarding the definition of crowd control and how to remain in municipal compliance. Joey Lanham's Facebook profile shows disturbing videos that incite physical violence toward Antifa and peaceful protesters. And Travis Lanham has posted obscene anti-Antifa comments. The 3% militia has been called a fascist anti-government group. Their name comes from the movement's mistaken belief that only 3% of the population of the 13 American colonies fought the British. The 3% militia gained attention during last summer's rallies, in which the Portland Police Bureau was found to be working with outside agencies to kettle protesters and record the identification of protesters and journalists. The ACLU currently has a class action lawsuit against the Portland Police Bureau for its use of force and crowd control techniques used in a rally on June 4th. KBOO News spoke with two Trader Joe's corporate media representatives this afternoon. Both refused to confirm or deny Trader Joe's involvement with Celtic Protective Services or with a security subcontractor who might have hired the company. They went on to say that Trader Joe's vets all of its contractors and that Joey Lanham relinquished co-ownership of Celtic Protective Services in 2014. But Lanham's Facebook profile still lists him as an owner and an online administrator. They also claim that Ron Riebel had no knowledge that his company's logo potentially had white supremacist meanings. Sources who spoke with the KBOO News team this afternoon say security guards are still present at the Hollywood Trader Joe's store. Trader Joe's regional vice president Tim Martin has claimed Celtic Protective Services was contracted only for the Hollywood Trader Joe's. The store sits directly across from the location of the violent Max train stabbings enacted by Jeremy Christian last May.
Reports of Celtic Protective Services contracting with Goodwill Industries to guard its Southeast Hawthorne store have been found to be false. KBOO News spoke with Dale Emanuel in Goodwill's Loss Prevention Department, who said Goodwill subcontracts with a company called the Corporate Crime Control Association, also operating as Corporate Crime Protective Services. They began contracting with Goodwill to guard the Hawthorne store after reports of property damage and sidewalk campers hurting business. KBOO News spoke with CCPS owner Scott Castleman, who said his company and Celtic Protective Services are not related.
Earlier today, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn pled guilty in federal court to charges of making two false statements to the FBI. The statements were made on January 24th of this year, 2 days after he had been sworn in as Donald Trump's national security advisor. The first charge stems from a December 22, 2016 statement where he claimed that he did not ask Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak to delay a vote on or defeat a UN Security Council resolution. He then denied that Kislyak described Russia's intended response. The second comes from a December 29th statement where he claims that he did not ask Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak to, quote, refrain from escalating the situation in response to sanctions that the U.S. had imposed against Russia, end quote. Following his guilty plea, Flynn confirmed in a statement that he has agreed to cooperate with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team. He said, quote, after over 33 years of military service to our country, it has been extraordinarily painful to endure these many months of false accusations of treason and other outrageous acts. He added, I recognize that the actions I acknowledged in court today were wrong, and through my faith in God, I am working to set things right. End quote. Flynn called this decision to cooperate with Mueller were in the best interests of his family and of the country. A source close to President Donald Trump said the developments regarding Flynn are, quote, very, very, very bad, end quote. The concern in the White House is that Flynn will offer up information that could be harmful to the president.
Democratic House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi of California has called for Representative John Conyers of Michigan to resign, as has Speaker Paul Ryan. On a Sunday talk show, Pelosi had referred to Conyers as an icon and said he should be allowed to defend himself. But yesterday, she changed course. She claimed that reports of sexual misconduct on Conyers' part appeared credible. As calls for his resignation increased among Democrats, she joined the chorus saying, quote, zero tolerance means consequences for everyone. End quote. The 88-year-old Conyers has represented a Michigan district in the U.S. House of Representatives since 1965 and is the founder of the Congressional Black Caucus. A sixth woman has accused Senator Al Franken of groping, and pressure is increasing on the Minnesota Democrat to resign. In an interview, Representative Joe Crowley of New York, chairman of the House Democrat Caucus, said, quote, I think it's time for Senator Franken to go. end quote. Speaking of both Conyers and Franken, Crowley went on to say, quote, I think under the circumstances, it's time for both of them to go, end quote.
You are listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. Our volunteers give their time to bring you this coverage of local, national, and international news, so please take a moment and show your support. Joining us now are Tom and Ken to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
This is Tom, and I'm sitting here with my mentor, Ken, here in the newsroom, and we've got volunteers right behind us waiting to take your calls. You know, when I heard that report about the security guard service at the Trader Joe's in Hollywood, I go by that place almost every day. I was over there at the Hollywood Metro Station reporting on the murders that took place on May 26th. It really hit home to me. This is the local perspective of news that we're bringing you in addition to a full roundup through Amy Goodman and other sources. But basically, our focus is on Portland. And we need your support to do that. We've got a couple of really good prizes today, the KBOO Radio T-shirt and the beanie. Call 877-500-5266 and become a member this afternoon.
Tom, I'd like to talk about that report you did. You actually went to the locale, the Hollywood Mac station, where those horrible murders took place. It was actually two murders, and then one of the victims actually has recovered now. And you interviewed a lot of the witnesses, some of the people involved, including the mother of one of the victims who was killed that day. Was a white supremacist. He had white supremacist ties, who was the murderer. And that was a KBOO special report. That's the kind of stuff that's paid for by our members. It's not free, but these are independent reports that you're not going to hear elsewhere. 877-500-5266 to continue. If you're not a new member, become a member. It's time. Or renew your membership at 877-500-5266. Tom, it's especially galling that this Trader Joe's is right across from the scene of those murders, and they apparently hired a security firm with white supremacist ties. We just heard on the news that Trader Joe's claimed they vetted the security firm and that they're no longer associated with the white supremacist organizations, but cable reporters found that that's not necessarily the case.
It certainly makes you think twice. I mean, it's relevant news because it's in our neighborhood. These are our people. We're directly affected by what we're hearing here and by the patterns of behavior. You know, when I did that story, when we did it, there were others involved. This is a KBOO news production. We're a team here. We used recorders that we purchased. They're a couple of $100. Without those recorders, we couldn't do what we call vox populi. That means voice of the people.
Going out with a digital recorder and doing a remote recording like you did.
Right. You stand up, you ask somebody a question, you put it in their face, and you hope that they'll grace you with an answer. And we did it right there at that metro station. It was actually a very moving experience. We did it again. KBOO News did it again just last 2 weeks ago. Grace Ann Smith, reporter with the news, did it on our Sex for Sale series that we've been running for the last 8 weeks. We have 3 more episodes of that. And Grace Ann went into a strip club and interviewed people at the bar. She went out on the street, talked with people about the business of sex in Portland. You know, it's real reporting. It's real on the ground gathering news and information and refining it and bringing it to you. And it's not free. We had to use recorders that we purchased. We've got SD cards, you know, things that you run into in this business, batteries, you know, windscreens for the recorder, money to do background checks on people we're looking into, or the recorders themselves. It's really a costly kind of business, even though we're volunteers. It takes money to run this railroad.
So the reporters themselves, I think, to make it clear, are citizen journalists. Most of us here are volunteers. We have just a few paid staff, about 12 to 15 people who actually get a salary. The rest of us are here because we feel that independent media is important, and we want to give our time, our effort, and our passion to that cause. So we're asking for you right now to step up and support community radio, to support Independent Media in Portland at 877-500-5266. We're in the fourth day of our drive. We're not quite halfway to where we want to be, which is $75,000 by next Monday. You can help us get there, 877-500-5266. And we do, Tom, we have some gifts.
Yeah, if you're listening, you're interested in what we're saying. It's not we're just asking you for money. We're going to give you something in return. First of all, for $75, you get the choice between a KBOO cap or a KBOO t-shirt. Both of them, I'm looking at pictures of them, are very attractive. 877-500-5266. And, excuse me, $120.
Oh, it's $10 a month.
$10 a month, the cap or the t-shirt. 877-500-5266. And there's a drawing. You get a drawing today for $400 worth of your pick of thank you gifts from the KBOO Thank You Gift Cabinet. That includes books, CDs, t-shirts, mugs, other KBOO merchandise. 877-500-5266. Call this afternoon, folks. Before you go into your weekend, call us. We're standing by, ready to take your calls.
And our holiday membership drive started a few days ago on Giving Tuesday. I know it's a very busy time of year with Thanksgiving over, the December holidays on the way. A lot of people asking all of us for money, charitable organizations and services. I also look at it as a time of reflection. What's important to me? What kind of services, what kind of things do I want to support, and what kind of things do I see needing money? And KBOO, I think, is among them. Just think of a world without KBOO. It would be a much poorer world for me, and I think for a lot of you out there. No Amy Goodman, no volunteer news at 5 o'clock, no a lot of our public affairs and entertainment programs. So reflect a little and give us a call now at 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
Senate Republicans said Friday that they had made the necessary changes to win over undecided senators and to secure enough votes to pass their $1.5 trillion tax package. In order to satisfy Senator Susan Collins of Maine, the plan was changed to allow taxpayers to deduct up to $10,000 in state and local property taxes. To address objections from Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Steve Daines of Montana, the GOP agreed to sweeten the tax break for companies organized as pass-through entities. And in a bid to get Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona on board, leaders agreed to work on providing permanent protections for the beneficiaries of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival programs that started under the Obama administration. DACA prevents deportation of undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. The changes did not appear to include anything to address Tennessee Senator Bob Corker's concerns over the bill's effect on the federal deficit. Republicans considered gradually raising the corporate tax rate as one of several possibilities to address the deficit increase, but in the end decided that they did not want to reduce the tax cuts at all. Securing these concessions adds $250 billion additional dollars in tax cuts to the plan. The tax cut plan comes despite an analysis by the Joint Committee on Taxation that showed that the cuts would do little to enhance economic activity while adding $1 trillion to the national deficit over a decade. The Senate expects to pass the bill tonight. If the Senate bill passes, it will need to be reconciled with the House bill before it can be signed into law.
According to a story in the Washington Post, Donald Trump has told Confidence that a government shutdown would be good for him politically. He has asked friends how a shutdown would reflect on him and has told people that he would, quote, absolutely blame the Democrats, end quote. White House Legislative Affairs Director Mark Short has denied the reports, saying, quote, he's not advocating for a shutdown in any way, end quote. But some Republicans in Congress expressed concern about the president's potential to bring the government to a halt. Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, said, quote, when you get elected and you are given the opportunity to govern, it strikes me as a bad idea to shut the government down. That seems like an abdication of responsibility, end quote. Senator Tom Tillis, Republican of North Carolina, pointed out that any business that shuts down suddenly would go bankrupt. He said, quote, I think you have to avoid a shutdown at all costs, end quote. House Republicans know that they will need Democratic help to pass any spending bill because of opposition from House conservatives and because Democrats can filibuster spending legislation.
You're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Zelos Marchant, Jasmine Moneymaker, and Ray Bodwell. The producer is Ray Bodwell. Our engineer is Jenna Yokoyama. The KBOO Evening News director is Zelos Marchant. A podcast of the newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You're listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath at K282BH at 104.3 FM, and at Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Linda Olson-Osterland.
And I'm Ruben Lawrence. Coming up on Monday morning on KBOO, at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, on More Talk Radio, Cecil and Celeste welcome Henry Louis Gates Jr., teacher, historian, filmmaker, and author of the new book, 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro. At 9, on the Old Mole Variety Hour, Planet Friendly Agriculture Plus, countering the rise of white supremacists in Southwest Washington. At 10 on Locus Focus, Barbara Bernstein talks about the future of food with Anna Lapp, writer and guest writer of The Nation magazine. At 11, it's Health Watch, information to make you healthier. And at 11:30, Madness Radio brings you voices and visions from outside mental health. KBOO keeps you informed and you can get involved. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member. Thank you for listening and have a good night. Good night, Linda.
Good night, Ruben.